This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. So I love this. I've been using it for my passwords, having them all in one place, and being able to keep my privacy and have it be accessible. What I used to do, which some people will find relatable, is I used to use my finger to sometimes you can use like your fingerprint password and like scan it that way. There was an ongoing issue, which is, first of all, it's very dirty.
Yes. Well, and it's funny because when they introduced that technology to the computer, my first thought was, am I the only one eating jelly?
And nothing to, so they say, like, here's the way you can, like, scan your finger, but nothing to clean it with.
No.
Still don't have the technology to clean your finger.
There should be a cup with a rag in it attached to your computer that comes standard right next to the fingerprint technology, because otherwise you're essentially just infecting your entire keyboard with jelly every time. I had a strategy, obviously, for remembering my passwords, which was I would put something that is canon and cannot be forgotten. For example, my most recent password was Batman and Joker are brothers. Batman and Joker are secretly brothers. And it's because Thomas Wayne, Joker mom.
Joker's mom.
And I'm writing that out. And then at the same time, I'm thinking, wait, everyone's going to be guessing this because it's such an important known fact. And that really made me have to go, I gotta get Dashlane.
Dashlane, you can stick around later in the show and you can hear how Dashlane has helped us out again. Friends haircut, giving each other a haircut, me and Jacob.
Wohl.
Jacob Wohl and I are... so here's how you face each other. You will be each other's mirror. And what you try to do is...
And Wohl is the name of the trimmers too, isn't it?
Yes.
And so say it on the clipper.
And so that is so interesting because when I use it on myself, it comes... Yeah. It's not shaped right for my head or really anyone else's head.
No.
It is only for Jacob Wohl, the trickster god.
Who have unique head. Well, he's our Loki, and these tales are passed down and told again and retold and repackaged, reimagined, and everyone has their version. And if Loki were alive today, wouldn't he use so much of the internet for some of his
illusion? And what we're saying is that he is.
And he did. And he's doing it with you while you cut your friend hair.
So this is what happens. So I'm using Wohl trimmer, and as soon as it, like, connects with his head, which it basically does do. It kind of like latches in.
Yes.
And it's like, okay. And it's like really ready to, like, it's like, let's fucking go. And it is like trimming his head in this way that is like so precise, so clean.
Yes.
And my hair, he is ripping out.
With his fists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hurting me, but I'm just like, God, this guy is so like full of these like little tricks, mm-hmm. and he always has like a scheme.
No, it's very clever that he invited you, mm-hmm. right, for let's cut each other's hair. Mm-hmm. And the second your trimmer hits his head, mm-hmm. it's so perfect that the trimmer goes, I am thinking it's a sign that the trimmer and my head are really. And you're going, oh my God, like this trimmer really knows this guy's head. They're perfectly aligned. And that's distracting for you to the point where you kind of would tilt your head down like, whoa, what am I looking at? And that gives him such a good angle to grab a fistful of your hair.
That's my mistake.
And pull it all out and mm-hmm. go, now your haircut.
And I have to be his mirror. And so mm-hmm. I have to show him basically how good his hair is looking. Uh-huh. So I have to be smiling like handsome.
Yes,
even
please.
As my hair is...
Just to be polite, even
part
of
it is being ripped out.
Ripped out, yeah.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide mm-hmm. to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And let's talk about this.
Mm.
We have...
Something's going on right now, I'm sorry, with the lighting or something. It's either too bright in here or too bright in there.
It's in there.
I don't think I should be able to see Josh and Kevin as well
Josh
as I can.
Is here too.
And Josh is here, and he's
no,
welcome
he's like,
to
no,
be
no,
here.
No, no, no.
None of that.
No, no, not me. Who, me?
Come
no,
on.
No, no.
Don't play coy, Josh. You know you're here. But I shouldn't be able to see them so well. And now I can do the show.
We have this guy who's like this guy who like we have been like hanging out with and
who's like he's sort of like one of these rock and roll cross punk skater hype beasts, young, hot, fresh, out the kitchen, got every podcaster wishing that they could have him as a guest, and we actually do.
And he's been on the show with his friend, and now he's going to do the show by himself.
No friend. And does it mean that he has no friends anymore? Not necessarily.
And we talk, and we are going to talk about this. Yes, we are.
And wait, I want to double back because you are a musical man.
Mm.
And obviously, in the opening, we talked
it's
about...
It's wit. Like, it's lit.
Yes. It's wit in here. So, We were talking about music a little bit because Jacob Wool's trimmer sang a funny song and I came up with that.
Yeah.
And then Hayes was getting his hair pulled out and all I was thinking was, and when he's pulling your hair out, your hair's saying and that there would be a good song that's like the opposite of the one I sang for Jacob. And I go, this is such
doesn't
a...
Doesn't even have to be the opposite.
Or yes, or even it could be just another song by Pat Gibbard.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking this would be so good if I came up with the right specific here. And the time has come and gone. Obviously, I blew it. I missed it. But I don't have the facility with music that you do. And I wonder if you could now, maybe we plug it back in, we go back and edit in later. You could... generate perhaps the right song that I should have been doing to say what Hayes's hair is saying.
Oh, yeah. Your hair is saying...
My hair...
No, I don't. I was going to say...
is everywhere.
Oh, after it's cut.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to stick in the Vin Gibbard camp and go... Hair of mine, someday you'll be cut... But I'll be close with my scissors
mm-hmm.
cutting my friend's hair.
Yeah.
Too.
Yes. And that would have been good. That's what I didn't come up with.
Yeah.
It's easy to sing like that.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It is really
And it's
easy.
Fun to do.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's easy. All those guys are really taking the easy route, I think.
And the only thing I was anywhere near was going. And when I see you, you're frigging pulling out my hair.
Yeah.
I was gonna go, I need to have my hair cut.
Yeah. It's I could.
But by the way,
any of us could do that.
Yeah. By the way, like about that. 15 years ago, all these songs gave me chills daily.
Oh, yeah.
It was to walk around at that time, just constantly in a state of chills, electricity just shooting through your body all the time.
Yeah. Goosebumps everywhere.
Those were the days.
Goosebumps where the sun don't shine.
Ooh,
from hearing just a little, just a whisper of that song.
Of on?
Mm-hmm.
What is what's a Ben Gibbard whisper?
Hi.
Talk about your friend.
Say your friend.
Clay.
Mm. His name is spoken.
Yeah, Clay. He's my best friend.
Okay.
And we grew up together.
And you ditch him.
Well, I didn't ditch him.
Why isn't he here today?
I think it's important that we talk about why he's not here, which is a lot of the, you know, me and Clay worked on my comedy special together.
And we're talking about that right up top, I guess.
Yeah, well, it kind of, the success went to his head.
Mm.
And he
turned his back on you.
Well,
the success of you having a comedy special has made Clay too big for you.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
And something, you know, once you get kind of a little bit successful, y'all know, like, you get access to things that you normally wouldn't have gotten.
And give an example.
Well, with Clay, since we were kids, he's always said that if he ever got a little bit of money,
yeah,
he'd probably start eating poop.
Well,
and so,
well, that's okay. That's interesting. I guess I have heard him say that.
You two, yeah. Like, I've heard this story of like you two sitting on like the hood of your dad's truck,
mm-hmm.
looking at the stars.
Yeah. So when we were kids, we would dream about it.
When we get out of here, we blow this damn one horse town. I swear to God, I'm going to be a big bright star. And eat a big handful of poop. Straight from the toilet. And that, so, okay.
So what happened was, as soon as we finished taping my special, Clay basically cashed his check in and he got access to every fresh toilet. He just went to town and he became fully addicted to eating poop.
And so,
he has that personality, though. He has addictive personality.
It's always something. Before, it was work and comedy.
Yes.
And those were his obsessions.
Yeah.
And that's what got him to this place. And it's really sad that that's immediately replaced by mm-hmm. devouring fecal matter.
Handfuls. Handfuls at a time, he would just consume that stuff.
And I don't necessarily want to talk about that the whole show.
Right.
No, we don't have
but
to.
But we should...
I just wanted to address.
And also, I mean, like, he's not here, obviously, because he's banned. Also, because he's so busy
eating the poop. So he's banned from Earwolf because
he's banned from indoors.
He's not allowed to go anywhere inside where there's a bathroom, pretty much. So that's mostly everywhere.
Yeah,
Because of the poop options, and so he doesn't. So he wasn't allowed in here, but also. He loves doing the podcast, and his heart was broken when he found out he couldn't do it
because
of his addiction. So he checked himself into rehab.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where?
In Minneapolis with his fiance. So that's where he is. He's in poop eating rehab in Minneapolis with no toilets, no food, no pooping. So that's where he is, and I think
just pee.
And he doesn't have any interest in that.
Says that.
Oh well, yeah, I mean,
well, that's never just, and the I way bring he it up says only it, because, like,
oh what oh
yeah ew, yeah pee, gross
couldn't be me
who knows
drink all the pee couldn't be me
Clay's always rhyming
but
he's allowed one phone call.
Mm.
And
well, that's exciting. There's no way he would use it for...
No, I mean, he loves the podcast.
Should we call him?
Yeah, I think we should.
And give him support?
I think we should.
He's allowed one incoming phone call.
Yeah.
So we love him?
That's interesting. At jail, people don't know this. When you go to jail and they say you get one phone call, people talk about who they would call. It's like, well, it's really not up to you. It's who calls you. So, like...
Yeah. So
something,
and then you have to
mind.
Run over from your cell really fast.
As if you could make it
to
in
answer
eight
the
rings.
Phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I just put him on speakerphone?
Yeah, sure.
Let's hope he answers. You can
plug in. Mr. Sound Loving Man prefers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then just set the phone in the middle of the table. It'll be good.
Okay.
This kind of thing, this kind of conversation we're about to have, you do need the crystal clear audio. He's just in your phone as Clay.
And be gentle. Yeah, just Clay.
He knows him.
I knew him back before I knew his last name.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Hey, Clay.
Clay Pigeons. What's up?
What?
Clay Pigeons.
Hey, I'm here with Sean and Hayes.
Clay, what's up, buddy? You sound awesome.
You sound so good.
Yeah.
You doing good?
Thank you. I'm good.
So how you doing out there? How you feeling?
Cool. I feel great.
How's your system?
Yeah, you feeling healthy?
Excuse me?
Is your system feeling healthy? Getting clean?
What symptoms?
I had to tell everybody why you weren't here, which is that because you had to check yourself into rehab in Minneapolis because you're addicted to eating poop from the toilet.
Oh, that's what, okay. Hey, also, hey gang, is it cool if I talk to Whit just like one-on-one?
Dude, of course, yeah. No, we would never want to get in between that. We'll leave the building.
Thanks, guys.
Whit?
Yeah, it's just me and you.
What the hell are you doing, man?
What do you mean?
What?
I had to tell them. That was immediately the first thing they brought up. I'm going to tell them. I look like a fool here by myself. Nobody gives a fuck about just Whit.
Tell me exactly what you told them, okay?
I told them that the truth, which is that the success of the stand-up special that we both made together went to your head, and you became fully addicted to spending all your money on buying poop from the toilet. And you couldn't stop eating the stuff. You couldn't stop eating handfuls of poop out of the toilet. And you realized that because you were no longer allowed inside any buildings because there's toilets in there. Legally, you were
right.
That you were not allowed to do the Hollywood Handbook podcast, which you freaking love to do. And that really hurt you. So you decided to check yourself into rehab.
Okay. All right. I got an idea.
What?
How about we say that I did that as a prank, and I'm actually in Minnesota because I'm at a conference for video games that show nudity in, and I'm doing a speech there.
So when we get off the phone, I'll just. Okay, so sorry. So I didn't realize that you wouldn't be cool with me being honest. So.
Right.
So. So I'll just tell them that actually what is called, I was wrong, and that you're just in Minnesota and you're doing a video game conference for video games, promoting video games that have nudity in them.
Oh, and I also tell them that it was a prank and I'm with Bam in the game.
Okay, cool. All right. So it's a prank and you're with Bam and you're hanging out with Bam and the rest of the gang.
Yeah. And I'm also filming Jackass 4. That's why I did the prank.
Okay, so do I still need to mention the video game stuff?
And then I'm going to talk there.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry, dude. I thought honesty would... Okay, sorry. So I'll fix it right now. I'll fix it.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, well, have fun and, you know, really get better.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You guys can come back in and...
Are we good?
Yeah, you're good. All right, God.
How's he doing? What did he say?
I just feel so stupid.
He sounded kind of upset.
Yeah. You know what I think?
I mean, a pretty intense situation, though, being in that rehab.
Well, actually, I think I had too much coffee this morning or something.
Okay.
I've done that. God knows I've done that.
Yeah.
And it put me in a...
I have to have it.
Same. But sometimes you have too much.
Yeah. I have to have just the right amount.
I can't have none. But I've had too much.
I'm the same way, but sometimes...
Don't talk to me until I've had just the right amount of coffee.
And don't talk to me after I've had too much coffee.
Well, so today I had two cups, and usually I'm a one-cup guy.
Mm.
So I had two cups because I'm still on New York time.
Yes.
Because I was in New York. So anyway, when I do that, it makes me make crap up.
Mm. Oh, lie.
Yeah.
You lied.
Well, so I was lying about the poop stuff.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, but Clay's not here, and we called him. He's in Minneapolis.
He's really far away. And also, it's like really famous that this happened to him. Like, everyone knows about this.
I know. I mean, yeah, so it's like actually, it's all been like a thing. Like, I actually drank a lot of coffee a while back when I was doing other press stuff. And so that's why everyone knows about it.
Press for your special.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I accidentally, on those days, drank two cups of coffee also. And wow. I was talking about the poop thing with Clay's addiction, which is made up.
Made up.
Yeah.
That's made up. Okay.
It's not,
so when then why would he?
It's not true. I just made it up. I'm bad.
But why isn't
I'm,
he here no, then?
Oh, where is he? Well, because actually what's going on, and I forgot this, that Clay is in Minnesota.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, he's out there. He's doing a video game conference to promote more nudity in video games. And also that he's with Bam in the gang.
So, and also I just want to clear, like, I know there's a conference in Minnesota right now, but it's a video game. It's a conference for video games that show nudity in them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 It's not promoting anything.
So, yeah. Sorry.
It's sort of just discussing what already exists.
Well, clearly, I don't know what I'm saying because I had the two cups of coffee. So yeah.
So you're lying again.
No, I'm lying again. He's at the video game conference for the nudity games.
And he's doing what there?
Well, he's been hanging out with Bam and the gang.
Bam and the gang.
From Jackass, because he's in Jackass 4.
Oh, so was the whole poop eating rehab thing just sort of a prank?
Well,
for the Jackass movie, because he's so influenced by those guys and their prankery.
And he's friends with them and he's working with them.
And he's working with them and he's potentially giving some sort of talk at this conference.
Yeah, so I actually, because of the coffee, thought I was doing a prank. Clay, it's all my fault, this situation.
Can I say something? This is actually sort of a relief for me.
Yeah.
Only because the initial premise of even where Clay was so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we believed it to be true, the amount that we were discussing it, even if you initially found it to be interesting or humorous, I feared that it was going to be unpleasant to continue only talking about that. Whereas something like video games which feature nudity.
That's cool.
Well, I don't want
just nice to think
about.
We are still kind of figuring out what the show is in many ways. And I don't want us to like run away from a subject that like is unpleasant, but like is objectively it is interesting.
You can't deny it.
For someone to be addicted to eating poop out of the toilet.
Well, and to be spending all their money buying it from the toilet, which that
alone. A lot of his money was spent on houses with many rooms where people lived just for the poop in the toilet.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's me lying.
It feels like we're getting back into it so much. Where all I was interrupting to say even was that it was sort of a relief to me to find out that it was a prank. Because while it is obviously a very funny prank that Clay pulled off. He's a very funny guy. I didn't want to really keep talking about it.
Okay, well, yeah. Luckily, if you read about that and you wonder where Clay is, he's out shooting Jackass 4 and he's doing a he's also in the meantime giving a talk at a nudity video game.
Did he give any details on what his talk was about? Like what he'd be saying or what, you know, his area of expertise?
Probably that he loves the stuff. He loves.
So that whole conference is just a series of speakers coming up and being like, hey, you know, I'm Clay. These are sort of my credentials. Yeah. I just got to say these video games that are showing nudity. Oh, man. So good.
Yeah, yeah. Because
and sharing different codes.
Yeah. So he'll go up and say my favorite code for nudity is, you know, up left, right?
Yeah.
And people clap, and he gets off, and he goes to the next conference.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, Clay might be interested in this. I don't know if we've ever talked about how one time I found a computer disc in my dad's office, and I put it in, and it was a game that was almost like, you remember the game like Brickle or Brick Breaker, where you like had to like bounce a thing off a paddle and you'd eliminate the bricks. And it was just basically that, but behind the bricks was like a nude centerfold. Mm. And so like, as you did the bricks, you were revealing this nude body. Wow. This is like an old computer
like
game.
Like an 8-bit centerfold or like a pretty well realized.
The picture was actually a better quality than you would think for the era that this was. But I think that's all the code. Like they had just made a photo and then kind of overlaid this like brick breaking game so that you had to like, if you wanted to see the goods,
yeah,
you had to be pretty good at the game.
And were you good?
You know, I was surely pretty motivated to get better. Yeah. But also, it takes a long time to play the game, and you are going like, was that my dad? And you're going, this was my dad.
That's your dad. What about, I mean, I love porno, especially. I love porno. Really. When, you know, when I was a kid, we got Kazaa. Remember that?
Kazaa.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother was downloading. Kazaa! Yeah.
Right?
And it's downloading.
Downloading videos.
And you're like, go faster.
Waiting a whole night.
Yeah.
My brother downloaded lots of porn on there. He was 18 and I was 13. And I would watch his porn that he downloaded. We would share the porn. Mm. But I didn't like how old the girls were because they were older than me. So I would download child porn. Every day after school.
And I'll go back to... I'll go back to poop eating at this point.
And your special is autobiographical, kind of in this way, right? It's stories from this life that you've that you've led.
Yeah,
an interesting.
Can I add a part to the story that is true?
Please.
I know we're having some fun here, so this is another fun part of the story. At the time, my mom was in big trouble. She ordered OxyContin, a trafficable amount of OxyContin off of the internet, and the FBI came, and so she was in big trouble for a year for the internet. So the internet, people would come to survey our home, and they would look through the computer to make sure my mom wasn't doing any more illegal stuff. And the computer was chock full of child porn.
And how old were you?
13.
Okay.
This technology hit your house very hard.
It was, you know, it was the 90s?
This was the early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Okay, so pretty late.
So
we had just gotten it.
Yeah.
We were all excited.
Well, it tracks because I was around with internet in the 90s, and I think you would have had to be pretty advanced to even find all this
get
stuff.
Get a truckload of OxyContin.
Yeah, to get a big case of Oxy. But 2000s is the sweet spot where basically anybody could get it, and you did.
I did. Well, you know, I don't know. They probably were actually overage is what I like to say. Mm.
Why probably?
Well, because I don't know. Because to me it was convincing, and I think it's okay because I'm 13 at the time. I don't even remember what they looked like.
Well, how much poop was this guy eating in a day, do you think? Like, was he... What are we talking?
I mean, honest, to go back to like, not even caring about Clay, because Clay jeopardized a lot of his friendships with his addiction.
Yeah. And now this is fake?
No, let's just say this is fake.
Okay.
But Clay was paid $40 million for the
directing
the stand-up special.
To direct it. Wow.
And all of it's gone.
Wow, the stand-up special's totally gone.
He flushed it.
He
got in the toilet.
Yeah.
And
guess
what?
He was flushing the money and taking the poop out before it flushed.
Wow.
It's kind of honor system.
Yeah.
And that's when you're spending money that way.
And that's how you buy poop, by the way. You pay the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a...
It's interesting. Some very rich rats living in the sewers right now.
Yeah.
Very wealthy.
There's a whole scene down there of like... a lot of people actually don't know about the underground sewer system down there is rats.
Yeah. Well, and this could be a good segment on the HBO show Animals.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and yes, by the way, let us do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I understand, obviously, that the show isn't on anymore.
But let me do it.
Let me do that. Some of the people that are doing that, it's like, well, just have me do that.
Yeah.
Even just have me do the voice and then don't draw it if you end up being like, there's no time.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
happened to me. Let me come in and do it.
Take a piece of the podcast. Even
yes, don't even make me do, yes, don't even, you don't even have to have me come in.
You know what? How about two animals have a podcast?
That's great. It could be this.
Yeah.
That's like
a turtle and a moose.
Yeah.
Okay, which one am I?
Oh, crap. I knew I should have thought more about that.
This guy's trapped. This son of a bitch is cornered.
So you did think about it a little bit, but I wish you'd thought more.
Yeah, well.
Which one's which?
I think you're
careful
the
wit.
You're the turtle.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I bet you were.
So, what do you feel about it?
You know, I believe my thoughts on this are best shared off the air.
Oh,
and in the form of one knuckle sandwich.
Dang it! Dang it!
Hollywood Handbook.
Hello, everyone. Support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. And you remember how I was saying before I use my finger to get on the computer and to...
That was, of course, before you were living. Life in the Dashlane surely keeps you safe online.
And this is how I'm getting my password. I'm scanning my finger... and I'm noticing more and more. So basically, I think at night, a little mouse has been coming and taking every night just one little piece of my finger.
Uh-huh. And take just one line out of the print.
Yes.
And take it back to his hole.
One little piece. And I see him doing this. And he's like, oh,
shh,
sorry.
You're asleep. You're asleep.
And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little piece. So, like, every time I'm like, okay, it's just, like, one piece. That's okay.
Right.
But every single night.
Well, and I have a similar
problem.
I've
been alive for, like, God, like 100 nights.
Well, I was using this Face ID technology, which is nice in theory. And I was like, good, I don't have to use my fingerprint. But I just have to ask these people, like, what if I get my... ass kicked,
yeah,
which is happening almost daily, that I am getting truly pounded by strangers, enemies, villains,
yeah,
spies, people who disagree with the sign I'm holding.
I also want to point out that when you first did the scan, it just so happened that the waiter came. You were using it at the restaurant. The waiter came with a very stinky hamburger. And so,
no, I've had to make a stink face. I've had to make a that smelly face.
And so you have to prepare a stinky hamburger in order to make the face, which, by the way, is hard to do.
And I appreciate that you can't fake the face for the phone. Like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh,
that
sure.
They know whether I'm actually smelling something bad or just pretending to. It's also maybe a note for me, performance-wise. I am trying to become an actor again. And if I want to really achieve and have enough money in the bank account that the Dashlane protection is even really protecting anything, I'm going to have to make a true stink face at some point.
Without having to make food.
Without needing a hamburger right there that stinks. But all that aside, the Dashlane will keep you safe online.
Dashlane, they remember and autofill all your login information. You won't get slowed down by forgotten or misspelled passwords. Plus, it works across devices so you can access your accounts no matter what device you're using, computer or phone. Ready to enter a radically easier internet? Visit dashlane.com/handbook to start your 30-day free trial of Dashlane. No credit card required. If you like it, use code. Do you want to perform some of your act? Do you want to practice stink like acting like something is stinky while I do this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you like it, use code HANDBOOK at checkout to save 25% off your premium subscription.
Hey, you.
That's dashlane.com/handbook and code handbook at checkout.
Yuck, who for make 20, this awful smell?
For 25% off your premium subscription.
Oh, no, no, not that smell, please. Absolutement no.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often, when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... Guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro,
You have no idea.
I hate to tell you, Mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma. Brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, Whit, you did this whole thing, this whole special. Whit directed, Clay directed it with you.
Yeah.
And but you went home.
I went back home, yeah, with Clay. We went to our hometown to film it.
And you're like, so it's you standing next to like a patch of stinky mud.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this is the spot.
Yeah.
This is where we always used to.
It's a lot of that.
Come in and like dig a little hole and just like
when I was a kid,
get in the hole.
Just kind of get in there and like root around.
Fill it back in.
Me and Clay, we used to eat peanuts here.
Oh, pill bugs.
Yeah. This is where me and Clay used to fight over beans.
Whitmer, your phone screen's driving me crazy. Oh, that thing ever turn off?
It's doing too much.
Sorry. Phone screen.
It's so extra.
Yeah, it's absolutely extra.
Oh, please, man. Do less.
Yeah, my screen is being savage.
Check it out. Do less.
Do less.
Okay, so you went and you looked at.
Say less, honey.
Say less.
Then you looked at the mud.
Yes, queen, to say less.
Okay. What else did you look at?
Well, I told you we went back to the peanut spot, right?
Yes.
We went back to where we had picked.
Yes, this I wanted to discuss. No, you mentioned the peanut spot, and I was, thank you for coming back to this. No, this I wanted to talk about. So the peanut spot, you were saying, Whit,
There's something about it. I just don't know if I can't tell if you're being real right now. So, but I'll
that's
still,
sometimes the way that he talks okay, is like okay, makes so, people look unclear. But he's being very, he's no, really very excited.
Please, no, the peanut spot. I'm so happy because we sort of blew by it. But do talk about the peanut spot that you brought up earlier, because I had so many questions. But please, first say what it is or what you even fucking mean.
See, it I'll sounds, tell you, but yeah. I feel like the what do you fucking mean?
It
part,
sounds like it.
It makes me want to go right. back to talking about how Clay is actually addicted to poop. But the peanut spot basically was this spot on the side of a county road.
Mm-hmm.
Where.
Yeah, great.
Where, well, we would always go there, and there's a whole 20, there's a 25 minute segment, which is 75% of the special. Mm.
Oh, so good. Yes. Yeah. Interesting. The county road, you said.
Yeah, County Road 8. We go where there's a one peanut growing on a vine, and then you dig, and that's how you get the heartiest peanut.
And this is true.
Yeah.
Good.
Wait, you eat, there's just one peanut there and you just eat it over and over?
You dig and there's more peanuts under.
Oh, the one above ground.
That
is
lets
saying.
You know this is where the.
They're friends with the main peanut.
And they let you know. Mm. Yeah, so we do stuff like that.
Reminds you know? Me, yes, of Snoopy and his friends.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yes. That's really. Yeah, Snoopy.
So, okay, what else happens?
Well, we go, you know, I do my stand-up show.
Okay.
In a venue called the Floribama.
Telling jokes or?
Telling jokes and singing little.
No, but not just that.
Singing little songs.
Yeah.
Which are, like, to me, funny, but I also understand if to people that it's not absolutely not funny at
yeah.
all.
They can change the channel and come back.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I do, and I do it in a great little venue called the Floribama down in Alabama, where my mom was actually one of the house bands there, which that's nice. So I went back. It was like a return. It sort of looks like I'm performing in the bottom of a ship or in the side of a Chili's, which is nice.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk about the peanuts some more?
No,
I have kind of lost interest.
Yeah, so well, I can tell you about more about the peanuts. So when we were kids,
the stand-up special to me sounds okay. Sure,
yeah, yeah.
We're describing the building,
but
you
go
know.
There in the special. You go and look at the peanuts.
But the peanut,
do you
eat
see?
One?
Yeah, I look at the peanuts. The peanuts is about a 45-minute segment.
Okay, mm-hmm. You said it was 25. So,
yeah, it's either 40. It's like between 25.
It's 25
minutes and an hour.
Okay.
But the dream that me and Clay had, you know, which is why this current situation with Clay is so sad, is that one day we would get the perfect peanut and we would sell the peanut technology to make a big money of a check. And then that we could then
and
use
why does I that believe, make, so, what makes this situation sad related to that?
Okay, yeah.
Because we never did get the big peanut.
Okay.
To get the big money check.
I don't know if this is in the special, but I remember you telling me that you that when you guys were little kids, that you actually stole a check from your parents' checkbook and wrote yourself a check for one big peanut. And you said, I'm going to cash this by the time I'm like 40.
Bulletin board material.
Yeah. So so I did do that. And then we actually made the money earlier and we got the peanut earlier and then sold the peanut. So we had to buy the big peanut from the peanut man.
This is so interesting.
The peanut man runs the farm. And under the ground. Anyway, he has a deal with the rats under the ground.
Do we meet any crazy characters?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we meet my entire family, my dad and my brother and my aunt and my cousin.
Yeah.
And my cousin is actually my connection to the peanuts.
Blood type peanut butter.
Yeah. Basically, he's got that thick peanut butter blood.
What's the story with your cousin?
He's just a classic Alabama guy.
Okay.
Likes shooting guns and hunting. And he's a charter boat captain.
You go on the boat?
I've been on the boat, yeah.
But in the show.
Oh, yeah, in the beginning we ride on a boat for a second. We went on a boat a lot, but it wasn't really serving the narrative because I had all that peanut time I needed to get in there.
So the first thing I thought when I saw the Wits doing this, I was like, I gotta do one of these.
Come on. I got Wits doing it? All right, fine. I'll do one.
What would y'all do if you did it?
Oh, this is my question.
This is what we want to talk about.
I go home.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess like you want to see me like boarding the plane.
Yeah.
Climbing up the little stairs to like get on the plane.
Flying the plane.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to see you at least do the takeoff and landing.
Flying the plane, looking out the window.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a piece out the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll need another plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To be alongside just to get the...
Could be my
to
plane.
To get the piece shot.
Could be my
we
plane.
We could film each other doing piece.
So yeah. You have piece too?
Well, maybe I'm doing hanging loose.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he's hitting me with the peace sign.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it on the glass, the peace sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it on the glass.
And I'm doing hang loose. I'm in a little biplane, like an old fashioned. Oh, I probably get out on the wing and give him a hang loose, and then I go, whoa.
Goggles, a little leather cap flapping behind you.
But yeah. Maybe a Hawaiian
got
shirt.
Got the scarf.
Yeah.
I might have a Hawaiian shirt.
That'd be really cool. Oh, got chills.
So now it's time. I'm going to do comedy. So now, of course, it's time to meet my entire family.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important that you have to meet your whole family so that you know about the jokes you're going to tell.
But so my family is like very quiet.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, well, I think that's why you got
to
go
there. I need
there.
Them to be funny and like crazy characters.
Not necessarily. I don't think mine are that crazy characters.
Okay.
I think mine are just sort of excited to have a conversation with me about stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You deny them that?
I have always denied them that.
Mm.
I've always said, no, not until I have a comedy special.
So what's the first thing I do? I get off the plane, yeah. And like, what do I do next?
You got someone picking you up?
No, well, isn't it supposed to be that I just like open the like the screen door of the house and I'm like, hello?
Well, it depends. If you got a very loving family, you go, oh, you know what? I have a really good idea. You're walking up to your house.
Yeah.
Childhood home, and you go, this is my big moment. You're walking through the door, and then it cuts crossfade. You're walking through the door to the stage. You see what I'm saying?
Ah, oh. And your home is the stage.
Exactly.
In a way, that's where you grew
and that's
up.
That's sort of like
for me. I mean, I do want to land the plane out on my house, and I think I should show some things that they're expecting to see. I go out back, I milk the goose, bite me on the bottom and chase me around the whole entire pond. I think that's important to see that.
And then it is, you know.
It's relatable.
Yeah. And then, like, it's good to have that at the beginning for continuity reasons because it will be attached to your bottom for the remainder of
well, yeah. And
the
at
show.
The point in the special when I do
honking.
Take my pants off, I do, you're going to see some pretty big bite marks on there.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to come out of nowhere.
Yeah. So we'll definitely see that.
So, yes, that I think we want to get. My family
could do like, I'm just thinking.
Go ahead.
I'm always thinking about narratives and like,
yes.
Like ways to like play with this format.
Yeah, just fucking get to it.
So maybe you like start at the beginning, start at the point where you are on stage and you
take
are the part
down.
Where you take your pants off and then they see the big bite marks and then like, you're like doing your jokes, but the camera is kind of doing a slow push onto the bite marks. Mm.
And it gets in so close that the bite marks become sort of an open field.
Yeah.
And right. then underneath it says 48 hours earlier.
Well, I had a different I had a completely separate idea that doesn't build on this idea.
Okay. We love that.
Yeah.
That's actually, you know, what I always say on this show, I like my idea, but I love your idea.
Well, I'm just thinking of it as an editor.
Mm.
So what if you have the bite mark and then it pans, it goes into the bite mark and then pans up to your face and you go, you know, that wasn't the first time I got bit by my goose.
Okay, and that allows us to introduce a whole series of vignettes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say something quickly about my family, which is they do have kind of loud, interesting personalities. They do not show up on camera. They do not appear on film. Like, if you put a camera there, you will see nothing.
Mm-hmm. But they are there, but they just don't show up.
They don't, for some reason, appear when you film them or photograph them. Mm. Mm. And you can't see them in a mirror. So,
and they're not, it's not that they're like vampires.
No,
they are,
no,
they are vampires.
They're vampires.
And so is that what they have? So what do they eat, though?
As vampires?
Yeah.
You know, I've never asked.
Bugles.
But you've never... They just eat bugles?
Yeah.
I put them on their fingers. I guess now that I think about it, everyone in my family does always have bugle fingernails.
Wait, are you sure that's not just their natural fingernails?
Well, then the answer is they eat their fingernails. Okay. Whatever the things are.
But either way, yeah. It's really not. It doesn't matter, right?
So they're vampires.
Mm-hmm.
They're vampires and they munch on the bugles.
And they skate.
They skate?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Like vampire. It's like Bam from we were talking about before.
Yeah, vampires. Yeah. Do they like pranks?
They love them, but they also are kind of sick of them. And they're contractually obligated to keep doing them, but they've been tired of them for a little while.
Yeah. That's too bad. So how old are they?
They dress like they're young, but they're very old.
It seems sad. Like, I know that this probably isn't sad, but it just feels kind of really sad, which I think is good for a comedy special.
Oh, rules.
Yeah.
That owns.
When your comedy special is about 80% more just a sad story about, like, a kid's troubled childhood, it really, I think, is
that's
interesting.
That's
going
to work.
Yeah. So you got these sad...
I want to make sure there's still room for the goose stuff, though.
Well, no, we open with
the goose. That's trouble.
And yeah, it's a bit traumatic. Maybe we figure out how to close with the goose too.
Well, now we're talking about real structure. Story is math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
Andrew Yang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yep.
Andrew Yang. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even know what 1,000 was until about Andrew Yang.
Thank you. And finally, someone is talking about this.
He taught me what 1,000 was.
What is this?
I was lost.
He said 1,000.
And it's like they don't want you to know.
No, he kept mentioning 1,000. And I was like, what is 1,000?
Well, if you ask, people act like they think you're kidding.
Yeah.
And I think it's they're embarrassed because they obviously don't know what 1,000 is.
And he's like, let's break this down.
Yep. Tell me what 1,000 is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, 1,000 is you take some of it from other bigger stuff and you give that to someone else. And then there is where the 1,000 is.
And he's showing me.
And then I say, thank you.
And now I can share this with my friends.
All my best friends.
All my truck driver friends.
Yeah. Anyway, I love 1,000. It's one of my favorites.
Mm.
Hollywood Handbook.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Hollywood
Handbook. Can I just, like, your childhood story of trafficking in child pornography?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Engineer Devin is, of course, in the FBI.
Oh, crap. Okay.
This is, they don't have, like, there's not a lot going on at the FBI.
No.
Right now, there's just not a lot to, like, people are not doing as much crime.
Well, they used to have a lot of junk to work on, and now it feels like.
Now they're like, oh, yeah, Devin.
And also with the current, I think it's good. We've made a lot of progress in our, like, cultural and social climate, but there's a lot less work for female body inspectors overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because females have stopped being criminals in the last 4 years, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just there's not as many reasons for them to commit crimes. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more regulations around, like, when, where, who, how you can inspect.
Yeah.
So with all this, like, time opening up, they're like, oh, Devin, do you want to, like, do podcasts? They'd be like a podcast investigator or something. And, like, you can, like, and you see, look, like, he's got the headphones on.
Yeah. He's got the tuxedo.
Yeah. He is a super spy for the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, is this all cool? Is him, like, confessing to dealing in child pornography?
Was that cool?
I was dealing it to
myself.
It's
not great.
It's not good.
Dang it. Well, man, I was kidding.
Okay.
A prank.
Is that funny?
It's a prank.
It was a prank also.
Is that funny, Engineer Devin, if he's kidding?
Mm-hmm.
If he's pranking us, does the FBI take kindly to pranks?
Yeah.
Depends on the amount of coffee you've had, really.
They do a test.
They take that into consideration.
Much coffee.
Definitely. I was making some coffee.
Right?
Yeah.
That goes a long way.
Yeah.
Saying that.
Not before I've had my too much coffee. Right?
Yeah.
What's the special called?
The Golden One.
And what's it about?
It's kind of a one-man comedy show about my journey as a comedian and how it sort of parallels my mom's attempt to become a famous musician back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. You're doing songs?
Doing songs, just telling jokes, and here's one of them. Guy Ritchie films are not relatable to me. I've always been more of a fan of girl porries movies. And then I talk about my dead mom.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.